This is MSO News Sports. Bill Newell here with Tim Phelps, head football coach at Lynn Classical High School, getting ready for Thanksgiving against English High. Well, Tim, how do you see this year's matchup?
Well, I think we're pretty close. I mean, the records are identical. Both struggled on the year, but I think they've got some athletes you've got to worry about. They've got some size up front. So, I like the matchup. I think we can certainly match up with them well, but we'll see what happens on Thanksgiving.
I know as far as your team is concerned, when Marcus Rivera came back into the lineup for you guys, that was a game changer as far as your offense and at least moving the football?
Yeah, absolutely. I think if you look at it, pre-production and post-production, it's been different. Now we've struggled still at times, so it wasn't, certainly not a heal-all type of thing, but it's definitely helped a lot. He's a dynamic player. He's a guy who can take it kind of to the house anytime, which is nice to have, and he's definitely added a dimension to our offense.
Which, in turn, makes the defense have to pay attention to other people other than the ones you had previously.
Yeah, and I think it's really opened things up. Particularly Matt Laurie has run a lot better since that's happened. Now, Matt's a pretty good runner for us, but, once you have one guy that's a threat, say, on the outside, then the inside opens up or vice versa or whatever else, and I think that's what's happened since Marcus has been back.
Well, as far as this matchup, English and Classical, what would you say one of your strengths is as a team, and what would one of theirs be?
Well, I think we can run the ball. I think we can, run the ball with some pretty good success and kind of control the clock. We'll see. I think our offensive line has played pretty well. I think we're pretty physical up front. So that's one thing. I would say, on offense, I think English has a kind of a dangerous passing game. One, that the quarterback can throw the ball. He throws a deep ball very well, but he also scrambles. So that's something that can worry you when a quarterback starts to scramble and then somebody pops open and he throws it deep. So that's always something that's dangerous.
Yeah, and to me, being at the game the last number of years, it's been a great atmosphere on Thanksgiving between the two teams.
Yeah, and the student body really gets into it on both sides, and they do their little back and forth stuff or whatever else. But we've had some pretty good crowds, and the games have been good. I think that's part of it, that the games have been pretty close the past couple of years. So I think the last, I don't even know, 3 or 4 years, maybe 4 years, has been a one-score game each time. So close games right down to the stretch and one team winning at the end or whatever else. So that's always something that you look at and you say, what a great game and things like that.
Yeah. Any other note from you on any injuries or updates on personnel going into Thanksgiving Day?
Yeah, it looks like we may have lost our wingback, Alex Pedro. And we're still kind of waiting on the final doctor's word, but it doesn't look terribly positive in our direction, but for the most part we're still pretty healthy. We've got some guys who are looking to come back and make some effort on Thanksgiving, so we'll see what happens.
All right, Tim, good talking with you. Good luck on Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Tim Phelps, head football coach at Lynn Classical High School, with us here on MSO News Sports.